Speaking of sports, I meant to share this yesterday. We got so wrapped up in different things, I kind of forgot about it. But I got another, well, it's kind of an athletic story. I got another story I got to share, and it's a mini rant. I guess this could have been a Tirade Tuesday, but, you know, Tirade Tuesday is safe for the listener. It's not about me. But I'm going to do my own Tirade Tuesday. Tirade Thursday. We could do a Tirade Thursday, but it might get really out of hand. I think once a week is plenty for the tirades. Think that's enough, Mark? I think once a week on Tuesdays is probably plenty. I like Tuesdays anyway, because Thursdays, people are in good moods. They're ready for Friday and the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday sucks. Let's just be honest. Everyone thinks Monday's the worst day. I got a little pep in my step on Monday. I'm rested after the weekend. I like Mondays. Usually Mondays are pretty good around here. But Tuesdays are meeting day. Tuesdays, you know, you're like, Monday's in the rearview mirror. You're still 3 days to go till the weekend. I think Tuesday's the worst day of the week, hands down.
Yeah, Tuesdays are pretty up there.
Pretty lame. For me. So we'll keep Tirade Tuesday. But my tirade is, and I've gone on this tirade before, but I got another story to back it up. The old naked guy at the gym. The old naked guy at the gym has got to give up the small talk. I'm not, I mean, you listen, if you're an older guy and you go to the gym, God bless you. You're staying healthy. There's a reason that, you know, you're 75 and, you know, you're still kicking. I think that's great. But the old naked man small talk at the gym has got to end. It's got to end. I walk in the other day, Mark, to the locker room and just turn the corner, trying to find a locker that's, you know, open. I turn around and there's some dude in his tidy whities. And he looks at me and he says, is the sauna working? I look at him. I'm like, excuse me? What am I? What do I look like? The sauna boy? What do you mean is a sauna? What am I? What do I look like to you? I just got here. Leave me alone.
So you weren't even in the sauna or anything?
No, I was in my clothes. I just walked in there. I'm in my, like, literally just in jeans and, you know, my shirt and the whole, I'm like walking in there. Hey, is the sauna working? I just look at him. I'm like, I don't know. I had no idea if the sauna's working.
He's just in his whitey
tighty. He's just in his tidy whitey. Sauna working. Probably, you know, 75.
He should be the one to know.
Yeah, clearly. I'm like, I got two kids at home. If I can get in a half hour workout, I'm happy. I'm not sitting in the sauna. Kate would, if I was home later from work because I told Kate I had to go in the sauna, I mean, it would not go well. I try to get in a quick workout and then, you know, get home. I don't have sauna time here. So I don't know, and you don't know me, and I'm not your sauna boy. So go find out for yourself. But then it gets worse. I just turn around. I got my back to the guy, putting the stuff in the locker and everything else. And he keeps talking to me. And he says to me, and I've got my back to him. He says, so, because it's, you know, I go around 2:30 or so just because of my schedule. You know, I'm here around 4:35, so I get there around 2:30, and he says, so, you off work today, or, you know, is this your lunch break? I'm like, why are you talking to me? Leave me alone. Like, I like talking to people, but you're naked, and we don't know each other, and I don't really want to talk to you right now. I'll talk to anybody. Like, you know, people I know, listeners, come on, say hi, but, like, can we make this a little more comfortable for all of us? I'm like, well, I just, you know, made something. I said, yeah, you know, I'm off. I said, I'm off work because I was off work for the day. And then he's thinking I'm off work, like taking the day off. He goes, it's always good to have a day off. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then he starts taking off his tidy whities. And he's taking them off and he looks at me and he goes, yeah, just don't move like I used to.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay. All right. Why are you doing this? What are you trying to, why are you saying this to me?
While I'm dressing.
Yeah. He's like, I just don't move like I used to, as is, you know, everything's just hanging out there. And he's got one leg up on the bench. And oh, no. I'm like, what are you doing? Great. I'm sorry you don't move like you used to. What are you doing? Why are you talking to me? Yeah, I don't move like I used to as he slowly takes off his underwear. That's great, pal. You know what? I'm moving a lot faster now. I'll tell you that. I'm moving a heck of a lot faster now. I've never dressed that quickly in my life.
I was going to say 50 Shades of Body 20, but yeah. I don't know. That's appropriate for this station.
Oh, jeez. And then I'm like, well, have a good day, as I race out of there as quickly as I can. I mean, that was the weirdest line ever. I don't move like I used to. Check out my junk. I'm not moving like I used to there. Yeah.
Like you can't undress like you used to, or like...
I don't know. I don't know. It reminded me of, what is it, the creepy grandpa and Family Guy? Is that one?
Uh-huh.
Hey, little boy, come on over here. Hey.
Wants to pick up the convo where he left it off.
Seriously. I didn't look at the text line for the last few minutes because I was telling the story about, you know, the guy letting it all hang and talking to me in the gym locker room and, you know, 75 years old in his tidy whities and then he's fully nude and just trying to pick up a conversation where it left off. And I'm like, hold on a second here. This is too much. But the text line, I can't believe how much crap I'm getting on the text line over this, Mark. This is unbelievable. On the text line, Pete, why are you being so crabby about a nice older man talking to you at the gym? Some of the best and most long-lasting friendship of my life started with casual conversations at the gym. You might be missing out on something. No, I talk to people all the time at the gym. I've met listeners at the gym. I see my buddy Kelly Urich, 94.9 KCMO at the gym. No, I talk to people all the time. I'm happy to talk to you. But if we don't know each other, and, you know, I you're standing there in front of me, with your wiener in my face, I don't want to meet you that way.
That's an awkward first meeting.
That's all I'm saying. If we're both clothed and doing, like, you know, squats or bench press or something, that's different.
Yeah, you got to ask the guy if he can help you to get a spot or something.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Don't act like I'm a ageism here or a ageophobe or I don't like old guys. I mean, listen. There's plenty of this audience that leans older. We love all of them. You come out to Politics in a Pint, love it, shake your hand, get to meet you. I've met friends through this show who are listeners. I mean, come on now. It's not ageism.
Yeah, come on out to Body 20. Just don't try to talk to them while you're, you know, naked.
Exactly. Well, the good thing is at Body 20, they have individual changing rooms, so that's not possible. They don't have a big locker room. Just another plug for them there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is very nice. But come on. Don't act like I'm being a phobe or something like that because I'm just not really embracing the old guy nude trying to strike up conversation who I have never talked to in my life. Please. A little, what's the word I'm looking for? Social awareness, shall we say?
Couthness.
Yeah. John in Lewisburg. Hello, John.
Pete, I had to pull over because I think you're getting groomed at the workout spot. No longer should there be a debate about Tirade Tuesday. It needs to be Tidy Whitey Wednesdays.
Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? What do you want that to look like?
I think you get this old guy on the radio on Wednesdays. This is great. I think it's been one of your best segments since you've come to town. I got to wipe the tears from my eyes right now. This is good.
Tears of happiness.
Tidy Whitey Wednesday.
Now, you want it. See, what if Tidy Whitey Wednesday, you want it to be the same old guy at the gym every week? What if it was basically a Tirade Tuesday segment, but it was only for those folks who wear Tidy Whiteys?
No, it's got to be a Tidy Whitey Wednesday, and I'd have this gentleman who obviously is wanting to make friendships and is just being an old man.
Yeah.
But have him on the radio to make some sort of statement about what's going on in our culture, the country, everything.
Yeah, here's the problem, though. That means you got to re-engage him in the locker room at some point soon.
Well, which is okay.
Yeah.
But you just have to... You make sure he comes into the studio in his tidy whities, and you can be in your tidy whities.
I don't have any.
You did your run around the park naked, so tidy whitey Wednesdays.
All right, now you're getting a little crazy on me, John. Now you're getting a little crazy.
No, I'm not. Oh, Pete.
Here's the problem. The guy might actually show up. The guy might actually show up in his tidy whities.
We've got a guy in the White House wearing tidy whities every time he comes out and speaks.
No, he's got the pens on. Come on, you know better than that.
Okay, no, it's tidy whities.
Yeah, over the depends. That way, it doesn't soil.
Yeah.
I mean, if not, Dr. Jill would be changing those things every day. I mean, he'd need a six pack every week.
Yeah, I don't know. This is way too good. I love it. I love it.
See you later, John.
Have a good one.
Bye, pal. All right. What do you got, Mark?
We can't bring a guy in as whitey tighties into the studio. We have an HR issue.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. We would have a major problem. Yeah. All right. Before we get ourselves into any more trouble here, because I could just keep going in certain directions, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I like the job too much. I like the audience too much. We're going to be at 5 years of this show in the spring, and this thing could keep spiraling on me here.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.